Have you ever heard the expression born again? No. Okay. Well, you just heard it. There was a few years ago, I asked a person if they knew someone, a particular individual. And they said, "Oh yeah, I know him. He's that born again Christian guy walking around." And I'm saying, oh boy, because the way he said it was not very positive. But he knew this person had received Christ in his life. You know, if we go to John chapter 3, the very famous verse where Jesus Christ tells Nicodemus that he has to be born again. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." No one can see it, understand it, strive for it, want it to be part of their life. Nobody can receive Christ unless they are born again. How can someone be born again when they're old, says Nicodemus. In fact, it's pretty interesting. You know, he was old and he was a Pharisee and he really was very well educated. But I'd add to that question, how can someone be born again at any age? Can you be born again at 10 years old? Can you be born again at 14, 15, 18, 25, 30? You don't have to be old to be born again. You don't have to be old to be born again. What does it mean to be born again and why should we? What are the consequences if we're not? How can we be born again? In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, he says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understood slowness. Instead, he is patient with you." And I think this is interesting. We lose impatience because we want God to respond to our prayers quickly and we're told to wait. Well, how long do you think God is waiting for us sometimes? So anyway, it says, "Instead, he is patient with you." Why? He doesn't want anyone to perish. Because that's the alternative. You are going to be born, or you be born again, or you perish. But everyone to come to repentance. So the clue in there as to how does one become born again is in that same verse. Well, that really then leads to the question, how do I get this new birth? How can a person be born again? Not only when he's old, but today. If anybody in this room here has any doubts, how do you know if you're born again? Or why should you be born again? You see, Nicodemus, when he was told by Christ that he had to be born again, he was thinking of the physical. But no. It's the spiritual. It's what's in your mind and it's what's in your heart and it's how you're going to live your life. You know, and I'm going to quote a little bit from Billy Graham. He said, "Our fathers and mothers may be the greatest born-again Christians in the world, but that doesn't make us born-again Christians too." Many people have the idea that because they were born into a Christian home, they are automatically Christians. They're not. You see, we cannot either work our way to God. We can't pay for it. We can't work for it. We can't serve for it. The Bible says the salvation comes not from what we do or what we have done. It's in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. It says, "He saved us not because of righteous things that we've done, but because of his mercy. He saved us how? Through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." He's saying that you are rebirth, you are born again, and you are renewed by what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit working in us. We can't do self-reformation. We can't put on being a Christian like we take on a New Year's Day resolution and try to change ourselves. It doesn't work that way. I'm terrible at New Year's resolutions. I'd make them and they last for about 3 weeks, you know, and then you're back to the same old self. You need something to stimulate you on the inside, not on the outside. You know, he says, really, Nicodemus, you got to change on the inside. And there's only one way that's going to happen. And that's through the Holy Spirit. You know, some of us, we try to imitate, we try to be Christians, but deep down, our heart has to be changed. And the only thing that changes a heart is the Holy Spirit. I can talk to you forever. It will not change your heart. It's up to the Holy Spirit to work inside you. So it brings us to the question, how can we be born again? Because the alternative is we perish. The Bible says that those who are become, who do become born again, become children of God. It says in John chapter 1, yet to all who did receive him, who all received Jesus Christ, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, but of human, nor of human decision. We can't do it ourselves. I can't say I'm born again, okay, I'm now a Christian. Or a husband's will. You have to be born of God. Wow. So how does that happen? How does it happen? How does a new birth bring a change in us to the point where we change how we look out in life, our philosophy, how we live our days each day, how our hearts are changed? How does this all happen? How does it change us? What do we change to? It happens this way. Here's how it happens. The first thing that has to happen is you have to hear the word of God. It says in Romans 10, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's only one way. You first of all have to know who God is. And the best way you're going to find out who God is reading in his word. Oh yeah, there's tons of commentaries and other books and everything, but this is the genuine word, the word of truth. You know, in John chapter 5, he says, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. First thing is word. It may sound foolish, but we need that word to penetrate into our hearts. Then there is the work of the Holy Spirit. Being born from above, and I'm going to use Wayne Bedard's word that I heard from him years ago. You being born from above is a supernatural. It's supernatural act of God. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin. He will disturb what we're doing in life. He disturbs us because we've sinned against God. And then the Holy Spirit will regenerate us. That's when we become born again. The Holy Spirit comes to live in our hearts, then to help us in our daily lives. The Spirit of God will give us assurance. He will give us joy. Joy, that word has been mentioned already today. The Spirit of God will produce fruit in our lives, and he will teach us. And he will teach us through the scriptures. Jesus says that we have to be born again. How do we? The first thing is through repentance. We must repent of our sin. Once we have heard the word, we know who God is, we are aware of his word, then our repentance must be genuine, it must be deep It must be saying, look, I'm not just sorry, I'm a sinner and I want to change. I don't like the way my old self is working right now. I want to change. My life has to change. And unfortunately, in this day and age, many people haven't got to the point where they realize there is an alternative. They don't have to live in the misery. They don't have to live in guilt. They don't have to live in depression. All we have to do is say, I am a sinner and I want to change and I'm sorry. It seems so easy. But you know what? We're so tough and stubborn. We don't want to change, do we? It sometimes takes something that really gets our attention to get us down on our knees and say to God, I'm sorry, I need to change. I need your Holy Spirit in me. I need to be born again. Because this life, the way it is, even though it may seem nice today, it's not working. Christ, our Lord and Master and Savior, we should be willing to follow him in a new life of obedience with the Holy Spirit as we read the Bible and we pray each day. Pray each day and also not be afraid to witness to others who we are and what we believe. In Ezekiel, God promised back in the Old Testament that he would help us do this. And how is he going to help us do this? He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone. That's what we have before. That's our old self. We have a heart of stone. We're stubborn. We just love our old way of life. But I'm going to give you a new heart of flesh. You see, he convicts us. He changes us. He changes our will. He changes our affections. He gives us new objectives in life. He gives us new purpose and he gives us new goals. He says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old will be gone and the new is here. And then he dwells. And then the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And then when he does dwell in us, our bodies become the temple of God. The Holy Spirit is in us, as it says in 1 Corinthians 16, 3:16, that we have the Holy Spirit in us. Our bodies are its temple. In 1 Peter 3, I'm sorry I didn't add this, came to me this morning. 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ the dead. And into an inheritance into the kingdom that will never perish, spoil, or fade. Once that Holy Spirit, once the Holy Spirit, once he has been in your heart, once you have received Christ, it will never spoil, fade, go away. The kingdom is promised to you. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, it says. You know, when somebody is born again, the angels in heaven rejoice. Party time. They celebrate. They celebrate because there's a new child born into the family of God. One of the things that is amazing and encouraging is when a person receives Christ and is born again. And when that happens, I'm sure that those who has happened to, you will remember maybe how it happened, when it happened, what the situation was, but something happened and you changed. And we get the opportunity to celebrate with them when they give their testimony. How another person is born again and the angels are singing and praising and partying in joy. And so as the angels celebrate a new birth, we can too. Listening to the testimony of others. And so that's why I'm going to introduce now Amanda to come forward and give her testimony of her new birth.